WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
More barbecues are probably fired up on July 4th than on any other day of the year. Most people consider a meal out of doors on the 4th to be a relaxing experience, but not Ed Ward. Ed is Fresh Air's resident rock and roll historian, but he also writes about books and food.
Sitting in the pile of cookbooks I'll review in the Austin Chronicle at year's end is one by Claudia Roden called Everything Tastes Better Outdoors. I hadn't even noticed this book was there until just recently, but with the onset of hot weather here in Texas, all I can say is, I beg to differ, Claudia. Now, Everything Tastes Better Cooked Outdoors is a concept I can live with, although having worked in the kitchen of a friend's restaurant, I happen to know that that scrumptious grilled flavor is a product of smoke from burning fat coming back at the meat from underneath, not the essence of the great outdoors. What, did you think all those fancy places had a little guy out in the alley with a barbecue cooker? I was even more disappointed to discover that these grilled dishes are often marked on the grill and finished in the oven, and they still taste that way. No, cooking outdoors is one thing, but eating outdoors is quite another. Unfortunately, the 4th of July is one of those traditional picnic days, so a lot of you aren't going to have any choice about this. What I mostly remember about picnics is insects. Let's face it, any insect that can't get at your food while you're sitting on a blanket is probably already extinct. Any insect that can't get at it on a picnic table deserves to become extinct. And picnic insects are serious critters. Yellow jackets, wasps, scorpions, and, down here in Texas, the ever-popular fire ant, who'll bite you and leave a welt the size of a penny, which feels like somebody's put a cigarette out in it. And then there's the menu. Although Claudia Roden's got a whole raft of prepared-ahead cold dishes in her book, as well as various Indian, Chinese, and Middle Eastern charcoal grill recipes, you know as well as I do that today you're going to be eating hamburgers, hot dogs, potato salad, and watermelon. Or maybe somebody will try to barbecue chicken. That's always popular. And although I'm pretty well known among my friends as a good cook, I must admit that when it comes to a meal like this, I'm a complete failure. Well, not complete. I make a great potato salad with green chilies. But hamburgers? Can't make them to save my life. If I can get the meat patties to cohere at all, you can count on their falling apart the minute they're turned, usually into small enough pieces to slip through the grill and frustrate the dog. I wish I could make them. I love charcoal grilled hamburgers, and I could even get good rolls, brush them with herb-scented olive oil, and grill them, too. So, no hamburgers. Hot dogs, I think you lose affection for when you grow up, but at least any moron can throw them on the grill, and I assume most of you are smart enough to place them at right angles to the grill so they don't fall through, too. As for barbecued chicken, once again, here's a notable failure of mine. There's just something about the fire I don't seem to get. The skin always comes off in one crackly mouthful, leaving pinkish, wet, twangy meat with the consistency of rubber bands underneath. Watermelon comes along on these affairs due to its being naturally insulated. You're not going to be able to keep ice cream cold enough, but the thick rind of a watermelon keeps it cool. Trouble is, it's the dullest member of a great family of fruit. Virtually no taste, and tons of seeds, which don't even sit in the middle of the fruit like they do in most melons. Let's not even talk about watermelon rind pickles, either. Whoever invented them must have been desperate. You can, however, slice watermelon, put them cut side up on a hot fire, and evaporate the flesh, using the so-called watermelon sugar that remains as the basis for a killer barbecue sauce. You still have to sift the seeds out, though. I have no idea what or where I'm going to eat this 4th. If it's at somebody else's house, I'll be gracious and take what I'm served. Food prepared by other people always tastes good. But if I'm home, I suspect that in the interest of eating well, it won't be an all-American feast, and it will be indoors.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle.